Taz Smith, National Cotton Council Vice President of Producer Affairs, highlights recent initiatives from the American cotton producers.
We're working in conjunction right now with the National Cotton Council. You know, there's two big items, I think, for growers. We continue to be faced, you know, with high input costs. Now, while prices have improved, a sharp increase in fertilizer prices, fuel prices are continuing to impact growers. We're really working in conjunction with Chairman Bozeman on the Senate Ag Committee staff, Chairman Hovind, who chairs the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee, to try to get another batch of economic assistance for growers. We've been really grateful for the administration of what they have done. Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, the Emerging Commodity Assistance Program through ECAP last year. But, you know, we're going to start seeing higher reference prices that are going to come starting hitting growers' pocketbooks this fall through the change in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. But we really think we need one additional assistance bank for these producers that we think we hopefully will come sometime this year from Congress. We're really trying to get that done. But we also know we got to increase demand, not only, you know, temporary demand, but also permanent demand. And we're really supporting the council's efforts of the Buying American Cotton Act. And we really believe this increased demand for, you know, for brands, retailers, those that source U.S. cotton will have an impact, positive impact on cotton prices, which will help our cotton prices for here for U.S. growers. So we're really excited about that. That's another initiative we're working on here at ACP.